Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim. Got it as Maseches Brachos. We're on Daf Mem, Maseches Brachos. Shir should be a special schus for Mem with Shichyu. Tchai Yechev Fege Vats Michal Et Ispasya. And based on the Torah, Rabbeinu Rabbeinu Maran Aram Zatzal. Vam Rav Neri Yom Biyechen, and Aroga Bechar Dalachas L'Shalei Shem Yom, Menei Acholam Misech Pesach. One who is accustomed to eat mustard once every 30 days prevents illnesses from afflicting his house. So the Gemara comments, but not every day. My time, why not? Because it is deleterious, and that it causes a weakness to the heart. Just the fact that the Rebbe has anything to say about this is incredible. I'm saying, what are you going to do with this Gemara, right? Sounds like it's telling, giving you a dieting tip. Chardal, once every 30 days, it's good for you, but not every day. Bad for your heart. Omer Rav, Hara Musarit Roi Lasmich. שבמזון הנפש יש גם כן כוח המרירות, הנפרזה, שמביאה לחרטה גדולה עוברת כל גבול בתתף עליו רוחו, ונפשו מראה לו בזכרו אבונותיו. וזהו אורח אחד אחר מאורח הדר של יראת העונש, מעולה ממנו, שבא מצד תואר הנפש שמר לו מר, עזבו את השם. But the ethical insight here is that when you're talking about food, there is the power of bitterness that is too much. It's overdone. We're talking about the mazon hanefesh, the food for the soul, there's also too much bitterness. So it's good to have a little bit of bitterness, but if you have too much, then it's like too much chardal. המהירות היתרה הנפשית היא כרך חדל של מזון הגוף. יש מזון הנפש, the food for the soul, and there's מזון הגוף, the food for the body. And the food for the body, don't eat too bitter. Food for the soul, not too much bitterness. And therefore, once every 30 days is good, but not every day. We learned about a dashim. Once every 30 days, a dashim is more than a food. So it's good once every 30 days, but not too much. שהמהירות היתרה תחליש את הלב. האדם הרבה. When a person has too much bitterness, it weakens his heart, and he can't be happy in his avodah. Therefore, just from time to time bitterness, and time to time mustard, not too much.
If you are accustomed to eat small fish, you will not come to suffer from intestinal illnesses. Moreover, eating small fish causes one's entire body to flourish, to grow,
and to be healthy. כבר העיר הגון החוסיד הרמח"ל בספר אדיר במרום, שישנם בעלי חיים שהנפש החיה היא תבועה אצלם בחומריות הגוף, וישנם שהיא צפה ואינה תבועה בחומריות, רק היא חופשית. ואצל דגים אין התביעה גדולה כלל, The Ramchal explained that Balei Chaim, that the Nefesh Chaya is in their physical body. And there are those that it's not so much tied up in the physical body, rather it's free. By Dogim, there's not so much of their Nefesh Chaya, of their living soul, inside their body, and therefore they don't need Shechita. You can just do Asifa Ba'alma, you just gather fish. Fish doesn't require Shechita.
If you're ever eating fish at someone's house and someone says, hey, it's this have good shechita, you can say it really doesn't matter.
Okay, so because the living soul is not so embedded in the fish, whatever that means. הנה כאשר עיקר החיים הוא בנפש והגוף אינו מלחי מצידו, על כן מובן שלפי ערך שהנפש אינה תבועה בעמק הגוף, כוח חיים חזק יותר. על כן כוח חיים שבידים מצד הנפש חזק יותר. וזה הכוח נשאר בהם על כל פנים שהרי הנפש פועלת על כל פנים. And the Iker Chaim is in the soul, and the Guf is not Chaim inside the soul. So it's understood to the extent that the soul is not embedded in the body, it has a stronger life. And therefore, the Koach HaChaim in fish, mitzad HaNefesh, is much stronger. And that koach remains because the nefesh impacts the body.
when it comes to fish, the body isn't, the soul isn't so connected with their body. The soul is sort of hovering over their body, but it impacts the body. So it gives the body its koach, but it's not bound up by the body. It's more free-reigning. So it has more koach achayim. If the nefesh is tevuah be'emek haguf, if the soul is bound up by the body, so then it's weakened by the body. But if the soul is hovering over the body and giving its rays of life to the body, but it's not bound up by the body, then the koach achayim is much stronger. Because then the soul is free-reigning, and it can impact the body in ways that it cannot if it's bound up by the body, if it's limited by the body. But the soul of the fish, the koach achayim of the fish, is not, this is again based on the Ramchal, the koach achayim of the fish is not bound up by its body. The soul is stronger than the body, and the soul is more outside the body. And therefore it has more of a koach achayim as opposed to those animals where the soul is locked up in the body. And where the soul is locked up in the body, those need shechita. Because those are more chomri. Those are more physical. It's more physical to require shechita. A fish is less physical because the body, the soul is roams freely, isn't bound by the body. And the soul is what gives the body life. And even after the soul is gone, even after the body is no longer functional, but since it got its power from this free-reigning soul, and the soul that wasn't bound by the body, it's healthier for your body. It's a better goof. It's a better goof because it was nifal al-yad nefesh, it was activated by the soul. And if you're dealing with small fish, it's even better, because small fish have even less of a body. The proportion between the body and the soul is even greater in the favor of the soul. So the more soul you have, the healthier it is. And it's good for the stomach. It strengthens the body. It strengthens your body when you eat it. It has a great koach achayim. The center of life is in your digestive tract, your digestive system. That's like right in the middle of your body. ומזה תיוולד הערה מוסרית. From this you can learn an ethical teaching. That you see that since the soul isn't meshuvah to the goof, it gives the goof more of a koach achayim. לכונן תמיד את אורחות החיים, לגדל ולחזק את הכוחות הרוחניים. You should establish your life, the pathways of your life, to strengthen, to enlarge the kochos haruchnim, the spiritual powers. Ulevakesh, to ask, rak koras haruach v'hanos ruchnis. Just for the pleasure of spiritual pleasures. V'zeh yischasku gam ken kochos haguf. And this will be mechazek, the power of the body. V'yakoch lo lios davik b'torah. V'das v'chochm v'yiras Hashem. You should always seek out a spiritual life, spiritual pleasures, and that's mechazek the kochos haguf. Just like we see here, since the fish soul is less connected to the body, it gives the body more strength. So the more your soul is less connected to your body, the more not everything is about your body, and your soul is just tagging along, but your soul has an independent life of pleasure, that's going to impact your body in a very positive way. So the Hara Musarit is, strengthen your soul, and that's going to enhance your health as well, your physical health. V'mzei yachazak b'gufo v'shalem b'kochos v'nafshim chizku v'yamet zivach m'kol miyach m'nashem v'yivrach b'simcha v'tuvleid m'kol akirim shal ashit v'nas v'mkosh z'miyus l'atbiyas ha'nefesh k'ochayim im k'agufo t'avos v'apusos. What's going to happen When you realize you have simcha and your ruchnius, you're going to run away from all the gashmius that destroys your soul, because then you take your soul and you immerse it in all the schmutz, all the filth, chas v'shalom, all the taivis. So you really lower yourself. ובתחזק הכוח הרוחני הנמצא בתמונת הדגים הקטנים והפעולות המכוונות כולם למטרה זו של הגברת החיים הרוחניים לכל דרכיהם. מסירות כל מאכלה ומערבות כוח חיים לחזק את הגוף להפריחו. So that's what we're learning over here in the Gemara. You eat the fish, specifically the little fish. There's a lot more soul power, a little body involved. So when you're eating it, you're eating the koch of the nefesh. And so too, the musa that you learn from this is strengthen your nefesh, and it's good for your growth, it's good for your health. And everyone knows. Research today shows again and again, people who are stronger spiritually are stronger physically. Obviously, you also have to take care of your health. You have to eat like a man, exercise and take care of your body. But if you attend to your, if your body is just immersed in bodily pleasures, it's very bad for your body. Because then your soul doesn't have the power to impact your body. Your soul is drowning in the body. Like by other animals that require shechita, their soul is drowning in their body. So our goal is that our soul should be separate from our body. It shouldn't drown in our body. We shouldn't be involved in all of these hanos gashmias. We should be involved in hanos ruchnias. And that's going to impact the body, just like the fish. That its soul is not tvua be chomrias haguf. It's not immersed. It's not embedded in the physicality of the body. Unbelievable. Okay, Moi Rabbi Rabbeisai, we learned some important lessons, and Mitzvah Hashem, we shall continue. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.